I wanted to share something with you because I tend to share quite a lot with you, but this was an important one for me. My eldest cat, my baby, Coco, will be 17 in November, highlight of my year. And if you've followed me for a while, you know that I previously mentioned that Coco's going through some medical challenges in her old age. Arthritis, chronic pancreatitis, diabetes, early signs of dementia. And at this time in her life, she needs me the most. Now, I've started working out the last 6-7 months. I haven't shared that with you. Now, I'm not a gym girly. Absolutely hate working out. I don't love anything about it, to be honest. But I realized the good genes could only get me so far. And now I'm in my 40s and I want to work out and keep my body healthy and strong and so on. But working out also meant that it took some very valuable time away from Coco. So I work a lot. I work a lot. It's important to me. My job is important. My business is important. But working out took away valuable time from Coco. And Coco loves to be out in the garden more than anything. She loves to sit out in the garden with me. Or she loves me to just sit on the couch and cuddle with her. And so I decided working out is important because I've got to take care of myself so I can take care of Coco. But I've shortened the workout to about 35 minutes. I just show up 3 times a week. I work out for 35 minutes. And then the rest of the time is spent with Coco. Coco, in many ways, is the baby I didn't get to have in this lifetime. And she represents that child for me. And for those of you who are thinking, but it's just a cat, you're definitely on the wrong page and you're on the wrong video. Coco is a child to me. She's probably one of the most important parts of my life. She's the love of my life. And I have 2 cats and 7 that I take care of in the community that arrive every day to be fed and have a warm space in my garden. But anyway, that's beside the point. But Coco saved me so many times when I dealt with heartbreak, suffering, loss. It was Coco that I had to wake up for every day. It was Coco that I had to take care of. So she kept me going. She was my purpose. And now we're on borrowed time, my friends. I understand this very deeply. And when the day comes that Coco has to leave this world, it will be the greatest suffering of my life. For now, what do I have and why am I sharing this? Because every moment counts with your pets, your fur babies, because they have such a short amount of time with us. Spend that extra time with them. Go on that walk with your dog. Cuddle a little longer. The pleasures that we have in this world as human beings will always be there. And we can do both. But I won't sacrifice time with Coco so I can have a girl's night out, drinking, or partying. My family understands, my best friend understands that everything right now is around Coco. I haven't traveled, I won't travel in a long time. I don't really spend too much time outside the house. I'm really a homebody, and that's because Coco needs me. And this is how I believe it should be. So I wanted to share this as a reminder for those of you, you might not have a sick pet, you might not have an old pet, but your fur baby needs you. And that extra time means everything to them. Thanks for watching. My name is CJ Benjamin, always in the mood to make it right. Say a little prayer for my Coco.